855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes on the way as a big holiday weekend storm system slides across the country. For today, should be a warm day for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67. Very comfortable and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to this area. The law enforcement community is remembering Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. A vigil was held last night in Haneville. The 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Sheriff Williams made his first court appearance Monday. He is being held without bond. And the Chilton County Sheriff's Office is searching for two escaped inmates. Joseph Edwards and Landon Gunter escaped sometime Sunday night. They were spotted in South Alabama with a stolen car. If you know where they are, call 911. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Head into Boot Barn this Black Friday weekend for our biggest sale of the year, where you can save hundreds on boots and clothing. Black Friday doorbuster deals begin at 6 a.m. on Friday with handcrafted boots direct to you, starting at under $100. And Black Friday weekend, buy one, get one free on a large selection of jeans. Save 20% on outerwear for the entire family and more. This Black Friday, we'll see you at Boot Barn.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. You know, we're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf for you. But this week, we're going to be closed all week. That's right. We got a little something work going on down here. We're going to have the parking lot worked on while we're shut down. So we're taking the whole week off for Thanksgiving. Enjoy it with our families, and all my employees get to spend a little time at home with their families. So works out to be a good time to shut down for a week. I will tell you, we're thankful for all our customers and especially all those who come out on Sunday afternoons and support the blues shows we do. Because this year, in 2019, the Capital Oyster Bar won a KBA. We won a Keeping the Blues Alive Award from the International Blues Foundation. So we have to thank the Montgomery folks that have done supported us all these years. Now, so we're going to get back to live music again on Sunday, December the 8th. That's right. Terry Hank will be in town. Man, incredible sax player, award winner. And check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see what's going on. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be looking for you next week. See you soon.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
House Democrats are now focusing on what could be multiple articles of impeachment against President Trump over the Ukraine scandal, as debates start on whether to add misconduct found in the Mueller report and violations of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause to their allegations.
The jet stream is bringing wind, rain, and snow from coast to coast this week. Travel waivers are already being issued in some of the nation's busiest airports. Winds could keep the Macy's balloons out of the Thanksgiving Day parade.
We have a lot of things in place to prepare ourselves for any kind of weather condition.
eBay is selling StubHub to a British company. The deal's worth more than $4 billion.
A federal court has now ruled that former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with a House subpoena.
Conan, the U.S. military dog who chased down an ISIS leader, paid a visit to the White House yesterday.
It is intercepted again, and this time it's Jimmy Smith. The Ravens now 9-2, 45-6 here at the Coliseum.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe-aux-Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe-aux-Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hen began her story by quoting her father, who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father, who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. It is, let me get the stock market. Stock market is up 37 points, and it is gorgeous outside. 69 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Tell you, totally unoriginal idea to try to go to the grocery store today. I mean, if there would not have been a 10 items or less line, there were two of them open, I would just put my stuff down and just walk on out. But, I mean, there was one lady, she must have had $500 worth of groceries in her cart. I mean, it looked like something out of a movie. Like, things were falling off the top of it. I mean, it's completely slam full. And
did she happen to have like a last name, you guess, of Griswold?
Well, it was something. I was joking with the guy and said, you know, she could go and mow somebody down in the line. That thing weighs so much. And who's going to carry all that to the car?
I know.
And who's going to carry it into the house? Man. So that was an original idea. But I got to brag on PMS. These guys hit my yard today, and this is my fall where they do all the cutting and the pruning, and they shape the my shrubbery in front of my house. And I've requested that they did the special thing to a tree, so you can kind of see my wreaths for Christmas and things like that. And they did a spectacular job. I mean, unbelievable. That crew, they were there probably 4-person crew, probably for 3.5 hours. And I mean, that's a lot of leaves and getting pruning and everything getting done. So thank you. Kudos to PMS for everything that you do. You guys are just spectacular in every single way. Okay, we got some new information on the Lowndes County Sheriff. Let's start out with this WSFA story.
The devastating part is his son was at the gas station that same night. He witnessed all this. So it's kind of hard to...
The sheriff's son?
Yeah, he was there as well. So this is something that, when you're dealing with your loved ones and then your loved one is actually there and witness you being shot, that's something.
That is Derek Cunningham that just said that. We do have some more information that is factual. Number one, he was not in a squad car. He's in a county vehicle truck, but it was not marked in any way. Did have county plates on it, the county blue plates for law enforcement. The son was there. The car drove off, and the son actually fired shots in the car that and saw his dad die. Now, don't think of a little kid. Think of in his 30s.
So his son, seeing this, responded with his own gunfire.
Right.
Wow.
It was a shot to the head. It was died instantly. Ooh. And kid definitely has some issues that were going on with him. And there were a lot of people that were there at that particular time.
That's what I've been trying to do it nicely, maybe not all the time. And I just reiterate it right now from what you're saying. There's so many people there. There's going to be a lot of stories. And it's going to take, I think, a while for investigators, ABI or SBI, to actually look into this, look at the video evidence, these sorts of things, and really get to the bottom of what happened, though they're starting to put it together.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They're going through the video. They're doing some interviews. And, you know, what you do is you separate the people, yes, and you do the interviews with them separately so they're not hearing each other talk. I think the thing that speaks the loudest in this whole thing is the fact that the funeral is going to take place at Garrett Coliseum.
Yeah.
And there are going to be sheriffs coming from all over the country to this funeral. I mean, this guy was well-beloved. And as somebody put it, he was the African-American equivalent of Andy of Mayberry.
Wow.
And that's the way he was. I mean, everybody knew who he was. And he knew everybody that was there. Knew everybody that wasn't supposed to be there, too. And just, 62 years old, just a statue of a man. So it's going to be quite a loss. But doing the funeral at Garrett Coliseum is going to be, that is going to be something. I think there will be all sorts of people that would be there. I would think that the governor would go, if not the governor would send a high representative. I could see Richard Shelby showing up for that. Doug Jones would be smart to go, but I'm not sure if he would or not. There may be too much law and order for him out there. But this is quite a situation, and really grieve for this family. And I understand from people who are talking to the family is like, is this kind of stuff happens. One person told me, you do not expect a sheriff to get shot.
Right.
You expect a deputy to get shot. You expect a police officer to get shot. You don't expect the sheriff to be shot. And it's because he didn't know. And I don't think he knew who the guy was, really. And,
man,
really, really, really sad. But life shall go on, and the family seems to be, they're very faithful, spiritual people, and they know he's in a better place. And so they're taking it as well as you can, and taking it and handling it the way that Big John would want them to handle it. Okay, so now let's move into some of the things we didn't. If you can wheel over the George Papadopoulos stuff also, you don't have to do it right now. Let's start with Peter Ducey on Michael Bloomberg.
Billionaire Mike Bloomberg is in, officially, tonight. The world's 11th richest person, according to one list, is already dumping cash, and a lot of it, into the Democratic presidential race. Correspondent Peter Ducey has reaction tonight from Iowa.
I have a lot of people watching us.
Bloomberg has all the money in the world. Now he just wants Democrats to like Mike.
I'm ready to get to work, so let's get it on.
The 77-year-old is spending more for a week's worth of TV ads than any candidate ever to introduce him as a job creator.
Built a business from a single room to a global entity, creating tens of thousands of good-paying jobs.
A three-term mayor.
When New York suffered the terrible tragedy of 9/11, he took charge.
And a philanthropist.
He put his money where his heart is.
Now his heart is on Super Tuesday primary states.
He doesn't need people. He only needs bags and bags of money.
The Bloomberg campaign's plan is to let other candidates win in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina.
When we launched a campaign yesterday, we didn't launch it in four states, which have 4% of the available delegates as part of that process. We launched it in 16 states, right, which have 40% of the available delegates.
The billionaire has already spent more on ads than the amount raised by last quarter's top Democratic fundraiser, Bernie Sanders.
And I understand the power of the 1%. I mean, you're seeing that right now literally with Mayor Bloomberg, who has decided to use part of his $55 billion not to buy a yacht, not to buy another home, not to buy a fancy car, but to buy the United States government.
Bloomberg doesn't think President Trump can be beaten by anyone else running.
No, I'm welcoming
Vice President.
The race.
That's a race where Pete Buttigieg, the front runner in Iowa, questions the wisdom of skipping Iowa.
There's some process that kind of narrows the field because there's only so many tickets out of Iowa.
But Buttigieg and Bloomberg won't share a debate stage anytime soon because the billionaire isn't planning to seek the donations needed to qualify.
It's up to the DNC to, they can set the rules, and if they set the rules where I qualify, I would certainly debate. If they set the rules where I don't qualify, then I won't.
People are filing in to see Elizabeth Warren, who might never get an in-person debate with Michael Bloomberg, but she will still continue to contrast herself with the billionaire. And even though she had some harsh words from Mr. Bloomberg earlier today, the two do have something very unique in common. They both used to be Republicans.
Good report by Peter Ducey. You know, I looked at a lot of video of Mike Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. Talk about somebody who's just not likable.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing. I mean, he's not good looking. He's not dashing. He's not smooth. He's not sharp. He's rich.
Right. He's a little rough around the edges. He's rich for good reason. He built some brilliant things and businesses. But, I've heard he's already going to have to apologize for things he's apparently said that were sexist or against the whole Me Too movement, comments he made in, you know, the course of business to women, these sorts of things, the stop and question and frisk program.
Yeah, he is about to get the rectal examination by some folks.
Well, and also you have folks like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren saying billionaires shouldn't even exist. Like, what is that?
Yeah, right. You know, they don't have the right to run. Like, what? They don't have the right?
And I hope this proves, though, this, because Bloomberg's going to do all these media buys. We need to get some of that Bloomberg money. You know, come on. You know, try to
come
convince,
on down, Michael.
The conservatives here in Trump land. But I think this will prove that you can't buy elections. Donald Trump was outspent last time. What the hell is Bernie Sanders talking about? I think Bloomberg will probably not succeed for all the reasons you just laid out, and all the money in the world's not going to get him elected.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's allegedly a very smart guy, allegedly has some very good campaign people, but, you know, you can buy what you want to hear from by paying somebody, and that's kind of a problem that's out there. I think that's what he's done. It just, there's, I mean, I was looking at him, and there's nothing likable about him. I mean, there's nothing. And I think he's going to fall flat on his face. I don't see how, particularly on Super Tuesday, how he goes and makes a big dent in it. And particularly if his The answer to the question is, I'm going to go beat up Donald Trump. And that's how they're going to elect me.
Right.
Nobody's going to give you the nomination because you're beating up Donald Trump. Just get that out of your head, Mike. But there's some strange stuff going on with Bloomberg News that we're going to talk about. I mean, this guy, I'm worried about him. Red Top, hang on. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. There's old Michael right there. Talk about somebody who's stiff.
Yeah. And diminutive, right? He's not a very tall man.
Yeah, he's not, and he... You know, I can tell when how people interact with other folks about how real they are. He ain't real.
Some folks might be thinking, why are you bringing up shallow stuff like looks? And that's also why I get frustrated with like some of the female candidates. You're only doing this because I'm a woman. No, people are critical of how you look, your charisma, how you speak, how you carry yourself. Part of the job of politics is how you engage with the public.
It's like T would always tell me, you cannot not communicate. You're always communicating.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Good, beautiful Tuesday. You guys are really missing out.
God, it's almost warm enough to put on suntan oil out here.
I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt today for sure.
Yes. And, you know, Michael Bloomberg, whenever y'all started talking about him, I just went and got a 32-ounce soft drink and some fried chicken to show how much I believe in him.
Just to show him who's boss, right?
Yeah, but I will say this. I saw his commercial. It's damn good. It's real damn good, I think.
You thought so?
I thought so. I was very impressed. Everybody's saying the exact same things about him they said about Donald Trump. I'm not comparing the two in any other fashion than that. And I thought his commercial was excellent, man. It shows this man's accomplishment, shows that he's real, regardless if you believe in him or not. The man worked his butt off and he got something done. So I believe respect for a person's accomplishments does value some merit. I wouldn't believe on voting for him, but I think these Democrats would say he'd never be the nominee. Better shut the hell up and look at what happened with Donald Trump, because this Democratic field is pathetic. You've got to admit, don't you think?
Well, here's the biggest difference between Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg. When Donald Trump was talking, he was talking to middle America. He was talking to me. He was talking to you. Michael Bloomberg isn't talking to you, and he's certainly not talking to me.
I know, but still, it seems to... people are listening to it, and a lot of people saw it. I think it's going to make a lot of people think about how bad the Democrats are, not how bad Donald Trump is, how bad the Democrats are and how poor their choices are.
Yeah, well, what it did is it did kind of highlight the fact that that he's the first among equals, that the ore is kind of low out there, and he's kind of trying to bring a refine, that he's better than all that.
Yes. And on another quick note, in between the commercials on Joey's show this morning, I would dart back and forth to NPR because I had Deval Patrick on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he is, he might as well be Mitt Romney number two in a lot of ways, governor of Massachusetts. He started giving us all this crap, building bridges. Well, good. Be a damn civil engineer. Go build some bridges. But, you know, I'm sick of hearing about people talking about building bridges, and they don't build no damn bridges anyway.
Was he on the phone, or was he in studio with NPR?
I do believe he was in studio. This is On Point, you know, comes on every morning between 9 and 10. So this is my actual first listening of Deval Patrick. I saw him very briefly on TV, but amongst the questions, of course, he's extremely liberal. Build bridges, lots of platitudes. In fact, he needs to just go live on a damn platitude. it's where these odd guys all belong. The platitudinous society they come from does not exist. And so they're not going to create utopia, because utopia does not exist either.
There you go.
Sorry to tell everybody, ain't there, ain't going
to
happen.
It's right next to the unicorn farm.
Yes, it is. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, they even got a TV show about the unicorn now. That shows where this mentality of society is going, or the media. So I'm interested in these guys, people, just because they expose themselves and show what complete imbeciles they are. Fine with me. You guys do good. I hope I get a chance to talk to you. If not, tomorrow, be gluttonous. And blow yourselves up while you have the chance, because we shall go back to work tomorrow. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
Talk to you later, Red Time. Poll came out today that is interesting, and this is not from somebody that I'm a big believer in. It's the Boston Globe Suffolk poll. But the interesting part of this was that Bernie Sanders... is in the lead in this poll. Now, remember, what we're looking for are trend lines, not the absolute on a poll. But had Bernie Sanders with 16%, that's all it's getting, had Elizabeth Warren at 14%, Pete Buttigieg at 13%, and Biden at 12%. So the trend line there is that Biden is at the back end of the pack in all these things. Now, Sanders kind of moved back ahead, and... Elizabeth Warren fell down, but Sanders sitting there number four in this thing is not, Biden sitting number four behind Buttigieg is not a good thing. So he is sitting there, you know, you got Sanders 16, Warren 14, Buttigieg 13, Biden 12.
And I think Biden's response to all the Burisma Ukrainian scandal with his son, he's not responding to it well. Like that veiled threat he made to Lindsey Graham a few days ago, that's now the interview's out. It's just desperate. And it's not an effective answer.
Well, and he looks guilty.
Yeah,
he doesn't sound innocent. He sounds guilty. He sounds like, don't look at this, but you're talking to the wrong person. You need to be questioning Donald Trump, not me.
Well, he's not addressing the facts. He's just saying, I didn't know, and Lindsey Graham knows me. How dare he? He's going to regret looking into me. And you know, they tried to pull Rudy Giuliani off the networks, I think, to some success, saying, you know, stop having Rudy Giuliani on the Sunday morning shows. Like, it's, I think Joe Biden is dropping like a stone for good reason.
Here we go.
Why Bloomberg and Deval Patrick are here in the race now.
Well, and also, if we, you know, my long shot deal is that some people know that something's going to happen to Joe Biden, and so they're trying to get position, so when he implodes, there's some people that can pick up the pieces and run that have currency. Ooh, Michael Bloomberg, a little Freudian slip there, and can do something to kind of resemble the Obama kind of coalition, and I would say that would be Deval Patrick, because I do not see this going back down to Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. I think their days are numbered, their time is short, and they're found wanting in the scales. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, will be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he would love testimony in the impeachment inquiry from people like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He says about that,
when the time is right, all good things happen.
But the administration is fighting that testimony, and the Justice Department's appealing a judge's decision that former White House attorney Don McGahn must comply with a congressional subpoena to appear. Bad weather may make it tough for a lot of people to get where they're going for Thanksgiving or get home after.
Heavy snow is forecast in Denver with a front that will move through the Great Lakes and Northeast later this week. A second storm is also expected to hit the West Coast later today with snow in the mountains and rain along the California and Oregon coasts.
A lot of people are nervous with the holiday.
She's in Minnesota. AAA says more than 55 million of us plan to travel at least 50 miles from home this week. The TSA is predicting record numbers at airports.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York City. America's listening to Fox News.
Re-
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes on the way as a big holiday weekend storm system slides across the country. For today, should be a warm day for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67. Very comfortable and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
.279-228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. And this impeachment stuff is starting to wear them, folks. Representative Lawrence, Democrat, female, African-American, Sam saying, can't we do something different than just impeach? Can't we look at censor or something like that?
Right.
It's, the talking heads, the people that are the spear carriers for Democrats, go, oh, no, they're all in on this whole thing. And they ain't all in. That's one question we're going to ask for Bradley Burns tomorrow, without a doubt, about what the tenor is up there and what the tenor is that he's hearing around the state. Some of these guys are, and talking to some other talk show folks around, people are really, and I'll use this word, pissed with this impeachment stuff. I'm not talking about just good old second congressional district. I'm talking about, I talked to folks over in Mississippi or in Georgia, and particularly out in the northern part of Atlanta.
Well, and then I think it's telling that it's not only divided the country where you would expect with the partisan camps, especially Trump supporters being pissed, but I think a lot of independents are pissed, if not just annoyed.
Well, the polling clearly says that, without a doubt. Okay, so let's Bloomberg. Let's go back to him. Mike Bloomberg News bans investigating old Mike himself.
Bloomberg News is a global media giant. 2,700 journalists around the world, a TV network, a magazine, all of whom will now be handcuffed in covering their boss's presidential campaign.
I worked morning, noon, and night to repay the public trust that they put in me.
But does that trust extend to the company Mike Bloomberg built, which limited coverage of its founder when he ran New York City? Editor-in-Chief John Micklethwaite told the staff yesterday, we will continue our tradition of not investigating Mike and his family and foundation. That prohibition extends to Bloomberg's rivals because we cannot treat Mike's Democratic competitors differently. But, and this raises the appearance of partisanship, the company will continue to investigate President Trump. It's not clear whether Trump's family would also be fair game as opposed to Joe Biden's son. The company will largely limit its coverage to Bloomberg's speeches, policies, and polls. An initial story said he's offering his own mix of moderate policy stances and experience in business, government, and philanthropy as a way to beat Trump. Tim O'Brien and David Shipley, the top editors at Bloomberg Opinion, are taking leaves to join his campaign, and the section is barring any op-eds about the 2020 campaign. Former Bloomberg editor Megan Murphy said the policy was ridiculous and not journalism, and that 3 years ago she threatened to resign over a similar memo. But as with the Washington Post examining Jeff Bezos and Amazon, other media companies cover billionaire owners. As mayor, Bloomberg refused to tell the press his whereabouts on weekend trips. Now he's limiting his own company's ability to cover his campaign at the risk of undermining its journalistic independence.
That's the kind of stuff that just is not going to help him out.
No, not at all.
So isn't that a corporate contribution if they're going to single out Donald Trump, but they're not going to single out any other candidates? Isn't that a corporation helping one party over the other? Isn't that a corporate contribution?
It smacks of it, yeah.
I'm just telling you, that is not going to play well out there. And see, that's the stuff he's going to have to answer to, and he's not going to be able to come up with a good answer. And he's going to try one of these mamby-pamby answers, but it ain't going to work. And the press is going to go like, what? I don't think they're going to go for that. So, let's move on into Newt Gingrich. Now, Newt Gingrich we have covered a lot of territory with Newt here. So we're going to start out with the Gallagher and Secretary of Navy resigning.
Do you believe the president is right to have done what he did with Eddie Gallagher, or do you side with the now deposed Secretary of the Navy who said we have a process?
Well, both are true, but the president is ultimately the head of the process. There's a reason he's called Commander-in-Chief. And I think in his case, he's making a very clear statement to the men and women in uniform that the days of the Obama administration valuing lawyers over fighters and crippling people by tying their hands and giving us rules of engagement that make no sense are over, and that when we're in a war, we should fight to win the war.
Yep.
And if you have somebody who's given his entire life as a SEAL, you ought to have some respect.
Eight tours of duty.
For his career. Yeah, so I think the president was legitimate. I understand the Secretary of the Navy, who's a friend of mine. I like him. But I do think in the end, and he had every right to resign rather than execute the order. But the president equally had every right to issue the order because he is the commander-in-chief.
Brian just cannot help himself interrupting.
Well, is he going to bring something up about the Alamo again?
Well, you know, the amazing thing is whether it's Ainslie or whether it's Brian or Steve Ducey, these guys are such mental lightweights compared to Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich is a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
And when he's on a satellite and you just start interrupting like that, I mean, just use some common sense here, boys and girls. So Newt Gingrich is going to continue on in that basically Trump chose Gallagher over the bureaucrats. This is interesting.
Apparently, he said he didn't resign. He was fired before he could resign. He also said, yeah, there was a back-channel secret thing. I went to the White House lawyers, and I said that Eddie Gallagher could retire with all the Navy SEAL benefits, but the president had to allow the Navy process to work itself out. In other words, the president has to butt out. Here's more of him. Listen.
What message does that send to the troops?
Well, what message does it send?
That you can get away with things. We have to have good order and discipline. It's the backbone of what we do. I don't think he really understands the full definition of a warfighter. A warfighter is a profession of arms. And a profession of arms has standards that they have to be held to and they hold themselves to.
Right. So they got to be standards that are plausible and reasonable.
So the president doesn't understand the warfighter, Newt.
Well, I think it's a question of bias and emphasis. My dad spent 27 years in the infantry, and I think he had a pretty deep sense from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam of being a warfighter. And part of the question you have is a matter of bias. Here's a guy who dedicated his entire life to defending his country, who represented one of the most elite units we have. Let's say he made a mistake. The question the president's saying is that a big enough mistake to take away his symbol, the trident, of being a SEAL, and in effect have him retire in dishonor, which it would have been among his colleagues?
Yeah.
Or can we overlook this one thing, because this guy gave us years of very hard service in very dangerous places?
I believe
the president comes down in favor of you know, the president wanted to favor the morale of the warfighter over the morale of the bureaucrat. It's a very straightforward question.
It really is. And I mean, here's what I don't understand: the Secretary of Navy doing what he just did. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to a David Martin interview with this guy in a little bit. But this guy says when the commander in chief tells you to do something, you go and do it. That's good order, that when you follow the chain of command. Meanwhile, he is out there sidebarring with Trump, trying to say, look, let me go through the motions of this thing. The end result will be he'll keep his trident, he'll keep his grade, but we'll let those bureaucrats kind of go through the motions of it and come up with that conclusion. And that's what will happen. And Trump goes, no, we're not waiting on this thing anymore. We're not going through all this stuff again. This is, you know, it's just do it. And so I don't know if this guy was just getting too much into the bureaucratic fold. It's going to be interesting to see who this new admiral is, who is the ambassador to Sweden.
Sweden.
And see what type of job this guy does. So Newt's going to carry on here, and he really kind of moves down. And he's going to be talking about the impeachment and what's going on is really taking the toll on the Dems.
We want to get your thoughts on how Democrats are watching horrified as Republicans air ads in swing states of the impeachment inquiry. And the question is Nancy Pelosi hanging them out to dry?
Well, I think the person who hung them out to dry is Adam Schiff. I think Schiff was so dishonest, so blatantly arrogant, so patently unfair that he personally turned the tide. And if you look, for example, among independents, there's been a huge swing. excuse me. There's been a huge swing from the independents saying, yeah, maybe we should impeach, to independents increasingly saying, no, we shouldn't. I think as that conversation goes on, you just saw, I think it was a Michigan Democrat yesterday, who has switched her position and said, you know, maybe we don't need to impeach. Maybe we could just vote censure.
And that was the congresswoman that I was just talking about. And it really is. It's just forget these nationwide polls that they're talking about. What we're talking about really are nine states, and those are the swing states. And what's going on in Wisconsin is going to be different than what's going on in California, for example. California's going to be overwhelmingly impeach Trump, get rid of him, move him out of office. But when you talk to middle America, you talk to Wisconsin, here's another state for you, Minnesota. And you talk to those states in Pennsylvania, Michigan, that in Ohio, those are the ones that are really going to matter. And that's where they're going to get their butts kicked. Opinion Dynamic Research has been, did 31, which is the original number six we lost, expanded it to 41, and now it's expanded up to 45. Now remember, it depends on who the nominee is. We don't have a nominee for the second congressional district. We don't have a nominee even in the first congressional district. But if you get the right person, then in these key districts that are out there, Republicans are going to do damn well.
It does amaze me that the megapolis, this media corridor in D.C. and New York City and whatnot, it's almost like they start just talking to themselves.
Yeah, it's definitely an echo chamber.
Yeah, and they're just missing it. I don't care what a national poll says. Like you just pointed out, look at battleground states. Look at what actual folks all around the country are saying.
Well, just take California, take New Jersey, take New York, take Connecticut out of the mix, and then look at the rest of America, and then you kind of have a better feel for it. But you know, Washington State is going to vote Democrat. Oregon's going to vote Democrat. California's going to vote Democrat. New York's going to vote Democrat. Connecticut's going to vote Democrat. It's what you're looking at is the marginal states and how they're looking at this and how they're feeling about it. And Newt Gingrich is going to hit this a little harder. Going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Hey, this weather is just absolutely incredible. Of course, it's going to rain. The rain's going to come in tonight. And I think you have a 60% chance of rain tomorrow. And it clears up for Thanksgiving. And then it's kind of sketchy on the Iron Bowl forecast, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. At 69 degrees, it's crystal clear skies. And then looks like the rain comes in later on tonight. Yeah, 3 a.m., and then it's going to be a huge chance of rain tomorrow. By like 69, kind of cool in the morning, warm during the day. That's my kind of deal. Okay, Newt Gingrich is going to be talking about the Dems need a way out, and the media is taking it on the chin.
Let's hear from Brenda Lawrence, you just referred to her out of Michigan. And of course, that is a district the president thinks he can get back.
We are so close to an election, I will tell you. Sitting here knowing how divided this country is, I don't see the value of taking him out of office.
Wow.
I want him censured. I want it on the record that the House of Representatives did their job and they told this president and any president coming behind him that this is unacceptable behavior. And under our Constitution, we will not allow it.
So, Newt, as these lawmakers are in their home districts over the Thanksgiving holiday, do you think they're getting an earful from people going, why are you wasting your time on that? You know it can't pass the Senate. Why don't you actually pass something like that trade bill?
Well, I think that's part of it. Even that's more political than people are. I mean, as you know, my wife Calista is from Wisconsin, and so is my son-in-law, Paul Lubbers. I guarantee you the average Wisconsinite this week is spending more energy on what happened to the Packers with the 49ers than they are on either the trade bill or the impeachment. I mean, for most Americans, this impeachment stuff is Washington junk. It never reached the level of being real. They think it's just politicians yammering at each other. And the big loser here has been the news media, where over half the country now believes that the news media simply is on the side of the Democrats and has nothing to do with the news anymore because they're propaganda arm. So I think the energy that's going to be available to try to impeach the president is going to go down every single day of the vacation.
Right.
And I suspect by the time they get back, a lot of Democrats are going to be saying to Nancy Pelosi, gee, can't we find something like censure
exactly.
And just get this thing over with and go home?
Yeah, these incumbents that are going back to the district, I think they're going to be seen because they're trying to appease one part of their constituents, which is the very most liberal section. But that middle-of-the-road part, they're not feeling this, I'm telling you. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I haven't been listening all throughout your program, but I heard the Newt Gingrich this morning on Fox. Now, I don't know whether you heard the former commander of the USS Cole.
I did.
He strongly defended Trump's decision and said, you know, that admiral was trying to do the wrong thing. So I thought that was interesting. an officer of that stature defending the president and going against the admiral that got relieved of duty. Did you hear that part then?
I did.
But that was cool. I mean, he's very strong. He said Trump was doing the right thing. They were trying to do some kind of sham deal on some kind of review board. And said that was not right. They were not treating the man right. And I thought that was tremendous, you know. But anyway, Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Bob. Good talking to you again.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Bless him. Let's see here. So Newt is going to be talking about the Senate when this stuff goes to the Senate, and Michael Bloomberg, listen in.
When it goes to the Senate, a Republican Senate, this thing's going to change dramatically, especially if it keeps losing momentum like it is now. It's supposed to be in Jerry Nadler's lap, surely. Doug Collins, who's the ranking member, says, I don't even know what's going on. I asked Jerry Nadler. He didn't know. So it sounds chaotic. Meanwhile, the other big story, go ahead.
I was going to say, and frankly, if Lindsey Graham follows through on his promise, and the first people that they bring into the Senate are Hunter Biden and Joe Biden,
right.
I think the Democrats will rue the day they started this dance.
And him shift, too.
All right, let's move on to Michael Bloomberg.
Sure. So the Bloomberg Union has called on the company to rescind the decision not to investigate 2020 presidential candidates. We heard from the former Washington bureau chief, Megan Murphy. She said it was staggering, the notion of essentially keeping back what she called an army of really amazing reporters from researching, from giving viewers...
From doing their job.
Yeah, exactly, from getting access to information. Your thoughts, Newt?
Well, I think the biggest turkey this Thanksgiving is Michael Bloomberg. I think the idea that he could set aside his media empire, issue them instructions. I didn't realize this, but they apparently have always had instructions to never investigate Bloomberg, his foundation, or his family.
Mm-hmm.
They've always had that instruction. But also remember, Bloomberg, more than any other American billionaire, has openly supported Xi Jinping, the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, has openly said it's not a dictatorship. And the reason is simple. When they started to investigate corruption in China, the Chinese communists said to them, you do this, we're going to pull out every single Bloomberg device in the country, and it's going to cost you like $1 billion a year. And Bloomberg caved instantly. He said, boy, if my choice is investigating corruption or getting richer, I pick getting richer. So I think his running will be a very exciting brief moment in American history, and I think he'll discover that being rich the way he's rich, mm-hmm. and being as arrogant as he is not a very good way to try to govern America.
And that's the kind of stuff that's going to kill Bloomberg, because he said it's just like he's, you know, for stop and frisk, and then running for president, he's not for stop and frisk. He's for doing investigations. China says we're going to pull all the machines out, Bloomberg machines out, and then he's all of a sudden stops. So this guy, money talks to this guy. And that's the kind of stuff that just is not going to do well for him. And if he was really likable, I mean, if he was like a Steinfeld kind of likable kind of guy, but rich, that would be one thing.
Right.
But there's nothing dashing about him. There's nothing cool about him. There's nothing likable about him. It just doesn't, you know, I've met the guy before. It's a matter of fact, his apartment, his place he lives is right across from the Iranian embassy. I know. It's literally across the street. And I had been invited to a cocktail party there, and it was during the Gulf War. And I was going like, boy, isn't this kind of weird, you know, having an Iranian embassy right across the street from you?
I was about to say, there goes the neighborhood.
But, you know, he was a good host kind of person, but not, I didn't look at